Leader Mitch McConnell claimed that he has the votes necessary to change Senate rules and confirm Gorsuch. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it is hump day, and good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
And how are you there, buddy?
My day is complete now.
Your day is complete now.
The camel has spoken.
The camel spoken. You have nothing else to do except try and push the right buttons for another 2 hours, and then you are free. You are free. Free!
That's kind of a
freedom
state of mind, actually.
Well, it is. I mean, you're always
being
free. That's right. And speaking of free, the freest person I know. Linda Bach.
I'm not sure about that. But anyway, it's nice to attain to being
a free spirit.
Free. And Bob, you know, I just have to say it's so funny because I thought, okay, one up. So here we start with her introduction. I go, it's hump day, it's hump day. It's in there. So congratulations. That's great. Not only are we going to get to five things you need to know on Wednesday, let's start with the weather. And boy, I'll tell you what, when the weather is past me today, I had a big old outline in an orange felt tip that said,
somebody's trying to warn you.
Whoa, hazardous weather conditions. This kind of blows my mind. High wind watch in effect from April 6th, that's tomorrow, until April 8th. So high wind. I don't know, Bob. Your significant other.
You're sleeping with the weather person.
Yeah, it's a pressure system that is moving through that will bring significant winds to the area ahead of this with this rain and stuff. So winter's getting in a last gasp now. The Midwest last night was just getting slapped around the KC area and around St. Louis and all that. Had a ginormous storm system move through that knocked them around.
Okay, now we're supposed to be getting 3 inches of rain tomorrow, starting tomorrow afternoon.
You know, people were mocking USBR for being very conservative with letting the lake refill. And they were saying, oh, you're letting all the water go. They need that headroom. And I'll check the latest lake levels. Last I looked, it was about 17 feet down. I'm betting it's 15 today.
Well, let me just say that before Linda finishes the weather here, is that when we were driving over Diesel Horse, the river was lower than I have seen it in a month, at least a month.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, I should start off by saying this is not going to be a Chase Lounge, put your pad out weekend. I always
unless you want to try and find your Chase Lounge pad.
I've not put them out yet. And I kept saying, oh, it's so nice. It's time to put out the, you know, the pads and bring out the... No. Okay, partly sunny today with our highs of 74. Tonight calls for mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers with our lows of around 51. Thursday calls for a chance of showers, as we've been mentioning earlier, 50% chance with our highs of 65. And then Thursday night, heavy rain and breezy. Now, this is the forecast, and it gives you like percentages underneath the boxes. 100% on Thursday night with our lows of 51. Friday, again, 100%. Now, you're supposed to go out fly fishing. I hope that all works out well for you with your...
I'm supposed to go out turkey hunting tomorrow.
With the Healing Waters.
I think that's going
to
be okay, but then Project Healing Waters is going out Sunday.
That does say Sunday.
Taking a number of veterans out.
Maybe that's just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because Sunday, the weather prediction, or forecast as they call it. I think it's prediction too. But a forecast you can probably see computer-wise. It's probably pretty spot on. Partly sunny with a high near 62 and Sunday night chance of showers. So you'll while you're out there on Sunday, you'll probably have a good day. And Monday, chance of showers again. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 71.
The technical term would be the forecast.
Yes, forecast. Yeah. I don't. Prediction is kind of like, ooh, it sounds like Johnny Carson when you put the envelope.
Prediction is what they used to hang people for in Great Britain for trying to foretell the weather because it was considered witchcraft in the 1600s, yes.
But this isn't witchcraft because it's brought to us by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. What do you have your list there? But do you want me to talk about what's happening and five things you need to know?
Well, there are five things we need to know. Let's go for it.
Okay. And they're kind of heavy.
Uh-oh.
Well, the first one especially. And if you've been up and you've seen any of these
I was going to talk about this anyway. So, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. UN Security Council to meet on suspected Syria chemical attack.
Sarin gas, it looks like. 72 people killed. Of course, numbers of children were killed in this air attack. We've reached this point. You know, you remember when President Obama said there's a red line. You will not cross the red line by using chemical weapons. Well, of course, like a week later, they did it, and President Obama backed off, backed out, and the Russians came in. It opened up the door for the Russians. Great move by the past administration. And you know what? I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. Everybody knows this. You know, I don't know why you can't just say that's a mistake. And right now, Mr. Trump, you've got to do something about this. President Trump, you've got to do something about this. I realize the Iranians are backing Assad. And they're saying, the Russians are saying, well, there's no proof that they did it. It could have been the rebels did it. And there's also the, you know, the people that know what's going on saying the rebels are not friends of Israel or us, but they do want to take Assad out. And that's who we're backing. This is a total mess. And it was started by Obama and Clinton. And now we are inheriting this. You know, you talk about, you know, Obama inherited a horrible economic disaster from Bush. Okay? But this Middle Eastern disaster, it was handed to us by Obama. And you've got a place there where emplacing or putting in Americans or starting airstrikes, it's around the corner. But something has to be done here if they're going to continue to practice genocide on their own people.
Just horrible. I mean, and then...
Unless you want to totally just pull out of that whole region and give it over to who? The Russians? The Iranians?
Well, you leave them alone and then you go deal with whoever is still standing in 5 years.
Anyway.
Okay, Trump and Jordan's Abdullah expected to discuss Mideast peace. Of course, Trump said he's eager to reach a Middle East peace agreement.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, didn't he send his son-in-law over there?
Yes.
Kushner?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People laugh at that, but what else have you seen that, you know, nothing else has worked back there? You sent Kerry and you sent all these people. It's had nothing. They continue to kill each other off and set up terrorism squads to attack all over the world. I mean, this guy can't do any, I would hope he can't do any damage. Hey, look, here's the deal. Okay.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we can do five things you need to know. We did the first two.
Well, here's one thing you need to know. Four Winds Jewelry. It's you know, with the rain going
getting
on.
To be birthday
with
time.
The rain and birthdays, it's soon coming up there. Run into Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store
Mother's
in
Day.
Reading. You've got all these things. They have estate jewelry, but they have it all. They can design it, build it. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. I mean, the whole, like, you know, maybe a county area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands! Ah, you're looking good! I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this! Come on, let's twist
again! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
That was Bob at the break. His chair.
18 minutes after the hour. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Yeah, we have Bob's chair.
Yeah, but it just
adjusted itself.
Pieces started falling off.
And there was some foreign language spoken during that moment. But and
it was
a little
cherries.
Twist.
No, it was cherries. Cherries. That's what you said. Cherries.
Oh, cherries.
Hey, you know who did bring us this section?
Okay, this is great now. And I know that there's not going to be.
Okay, damn. Every so often when you do a live read, you don't realize that maybe the one following it.
Well, there are two jewelry stores in town. That's true. Hey, Dandelion, though, is my favorite boutique, and they're bringing this portion to the show. And they're located on Pine Street. You know, spring is in the air. We know it's raining, and where are we going? And white and brights and all kinds of wonderful new attires. I know summer is a very active time where we go visit people, Mother's Day, Easter, and you're looking for the special gift or the special outfit that you personally want. Go into Dandelion. The gals there are really going to help you from head to toe. They also have home goods and jewelry, everything you could possibly want. Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Now, okay. Look, you want to get back to the...
Yeah, okay.
So we ended up with... here's one that's going to be interesting. Bob will love this too. Want to take your luggage from the car straight to the plane?
How do you do that?
That's exactly what Zunum Arrow, a Kirkland. Now, does Kirkland mean Costco?
I don't know.
A Kirkland?
No, because it's a Kirkland, Washington-based company.
Well, I just had to throw that in just that to is. Test you. That's when do you when it counts? Their plans Wednesday develop electric aircraft to get travelers out of their cars and into planes for regional commercial flights. Zunum Aero is working with Boeing JetBlue Technology Ventures to develop a 10 to 50 seat aircraft for flights up to 1,000 miles. Zunum officials hope to cut airfares and overall travel time in half with more efficient planes. Pairing airframes with batteries already developed for cars, flying them mostly out of general aviation airports. Flights could begin in the early 2020s.
Well, it's like the city of Dubai wants to have air taxis, drones that you climb in this thing like a Johnny Cab, and it takes off and flies for up to 20 minutes across town to avoid traffic. What could possibly go wrong?
Futuristic there.
a self-flying taxi cab.
I mean, it's always kind of scary getting into one of these Johnny Cabs if there's, you know, and they're driverless already. I mean, come on. You've got to have kind of a little trepidation there. But then you get into one that flies. Now, see, if you're on the ground and something goes wrong, I mean, there's a chance you can walk away from it. You're up in the air 100 feet and something goes wrong, your chances of walking away from it, guys, would think go exponentially down. I mean, just a thought.
That having been said, Carl, this morning on my drive-in, I passed no less than 5 people texting, one weaving all over the road with a blue cloud coming out his windows. I'm starting to think I'll take my chance with the robot.
Well, they're saying it's that truck that ran into that church bus. They were swerving on the road, and they think the guy was texting, or whoever it was texting before he ran into
it. It's an addiction. It's
really a horrific video, yeah.
Why can't we take a minute or pull over is what I'm saying. Hey, March minutes could shed lights on Fed rates hike plans. The Federal Reserve's expected decision to lift its benchmark interest rate at its March meeting marked just the third hike in a decade, but the second in 3 months.
Yep.
And it's a statement forecast. We're
saying the economy's getting stronger. That's why.
Okay. Let's see. Policymakers are taking a measured view at the economy and rate hikes. That's happening. Okay. Ivanka Trump addresses her critics since taking a role in her father's administration. It's the first TV sit-down since her father took place. It's going to be happening on CBS this morning for an interview just days after she's accepted the White House position. Critics questioned Ivanka Trump's role in the administration after she attended high-profile meetings with world leaders and later reportedly received her own office in the West Wing. Do you have a problem with this?
No.
All right. That's it.
You know,
today's a National Walking Day, by the way.
I have a lot of problems with a lot of things. but you know what? There's so many things that are really wrong that Ivanka Trump having an office in the West Wing is not one of them. I guess if I really gave it a number, it would have to be like 50. Maybe not even that high, because I'm thinking of other things like Syrian gas attacks. I'm thinking about the Democrats in California, in Sacramento, raising the gas tax by 43%. It's not that we don't make enough money. It's where they spend the money. And they come up with all of these different things to spend. Oh, we have all these social programs. We have all these illegals we have to take care of. We have the bullet train to nowhere. We have tunnels. We're going to pour fresh water all the way through. This is just a total mess. So if I'm looking at things to worry about, I worry more about North Korea than I do Ivanka Trump being in the West Wing of the White House. I worry more about the Israelis getting attacked and then turning around and launching nukes at Iran. I worry about, not that wouldn't be, a solving of the problem, at least of the early, but it would just lead to others.
Never want to
but
think I'm, about ever
no,
having
no.
Nukes
I don't
as
think
an option. Period. Take
well,
it. Just,
nukes
no.
are always an option. Well, don't, no, I'd never take it off the table.
Would,
and if anybody says they
it.
Take it off the table, it's ridiculous. No, because it's used as a threat.
But in your heart, you know, once you have the slippery, it's a slippery slope. So you hope that we've learned our lesson after Hiroshima.
Why do we live in Brennan?
I'm just
saying.
We're safe
here.
Well, we just got a call this morning, by the way, folks. I just have to share this.
Oh, this is your...
On our way out this morning at 5, I was late. I mean, I got here like a 5 till. Neighbor. I need Chief Paletti or... And I can't remember the other guy. I have the license plate. Now, we've been getting a lot of neighborhood...
Watch
stuff going on with cars that are casing, trucks that are casing, and repeated trucks casing the streets. And it makes me nervous because, you know, we leave for work. It makes me nervous. So, you know, that's what we left with this morning. Like, geez, I mean, I hope we're going to be okay. And one final thing, the investment firm that controls the Krispy Kreme chain and coffee brands Keurig, Pete's, and Caribou reached an agreement to acquire Panera Bread and turn it into a private company.
These are things I have to know today?
Well, I think it is. In the business world, people are interesting about that. I mean, in fact, if they're playing around with stocks, they may think about that.
Okay, we've got two more things, local things.
Let's do it.
City Council approved the sale of the police station that's right behind us.
Oh.
The old police station? Selling it to the investment group for $685,000 or whatever it is. And I don't know if part of that money is still going to be used as a sobering center or what. But anyway, it's been approved for sale. The other thing is the Colt 45s have a new mascot. It looks a little bit like Yosemite Sam. But you can vote on the name. And the names are Slammer, Colt, Sam, Homer, and Bang Bang. And the way you can vote is to go on the Facebook page or the Colt 45's webpage. The mascot will be down at the Chamber of Commerce today from 10 to 2.
How
if you want to go down there and get your photo taken.
Bang,
so,
bang. Flintstones.
Bang, bang.
Meet the Flintstones. Oh, sorry.
No, that was
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam, not Bang Bang.
Bam Bam. I used to have a Bam Bam doll.
Of course you did. All right. The... Okay.
I know. Hey, it's true.
Hey, you know, we've got to see Rob Burrows is going to join us here at 7:30 to talk about the upcoming Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. They're having a dinner and all this and a fundraiser. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got the Economic Development Corporation coming in here that's going to tell us what the latest is on new businesses and startups right here in Shasta County. I guess the last thing is that last night we went out and we had dinner with some really nice friends. So once we go out, you know, when we go out with
squirrel hunting
it's squeak shooting.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had that, and we're talking about things, and it's, you know, it's just, it's hilarity when you think about all these things that happen. But we saw the photos of our friend who's coming over from the Netherlands when he was a child. And I didn't know he was born. I had no idea he was born in the Netherlands and came over. His younger brother was born here in the United States. But there he is on the ship coming across on the America line. And they're in the area. And because it was at Christmas time, there was the European Saint Nicholas that was there with the kids. I mean, and of course, it's a different outfit and all that. But I found that very interesting. I had no idea Norm was born there and came over then with his family. So it was a nice evening, and we want to thank everybody.
Yeah, we did talk about, you know, we talked about our families that were immigrants, and one of the gentlemen that was sitting next to me, we talked about how they were from Sweden and from Norway. And it was just this generation that was his mother and father.
They met in Bieber. Now, you look at Bieber. Bieber's got 273 people in it, maybe 500. I don't know, something like that. But at one time, Bieber had 9 sawmills that were operating in that town.
Oh, it was a major railhead right
there. Major logging industry there. Of course, now...
That everybody
nothing.
Packed and moved to New Bieber, which was 6 miles away, which I'm not sure why that happened.
I don't know about Bieber and New Bieber. Was there an argument between the Biebers?
There is somebody named
Bieber, by the way. They named a school after them.
Yes.
The Bieber School.
Yeah, I have a picture of me posed in front of the Bieber Fire Department, and you can work out the initials in your head why that's funny.
Bieber Fire Department.
Got it.
Maybe that's why they went to New Bieber. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show, though, is brought. You know, I'm going to try to go turkey hunting again tomorrow. And when I go for a shotgun for a very good, you know, I'm looking for a turkey shotgun. Where do I go? A turkey hunting shotgun. Bastiani Arms. That's right. 2539 Larkspur. John and Sarah have built their business. It's just simply a super deal for you. Great, great, great customer service. They welcome women into the business. Women are the fastest growing segment of the gun population that like to shoot guns and buy guns. And trust me, they do not treat you like somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about. They revel in the fact that women come to their store. A lot of women come to Bastiani Arms. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Veterans, you get a great discount at Bastiani Arms. 7:30 in the morning right here, 50 degrees, going up to 74 in the city of Reading. We'll be right back.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
We built this city. We built this city.
Oh, yes, I love long leads on this.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. That's right, the studios of KCNR 1460 is your town hall in the air. Carl and Linda Bott. And, of course, they were talking, we built this city on rock and roll, was Bieber. And then when it got too big, they went to New Bieber. 7:34 in the morning, 50 degrees going up to 74 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Win River.
Oh, yeah, Thursday night. That's tomorrow night, by the way, in Overtime Lounge. Now, some of you wonderful friends have been going to Element for all these years, but we have moved over to Overtime Lounge tomorrow night. I have a wonderful jazz, four guys, Joe Larson on trombone, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, and Bobby Veramonte's on drums. We're from 6:30 to 8:30. They will serve steak and lobster. You will have a menu. It's really cool, you guys.
It's great.
Gone out of their way to turn it into a really cool nightclub scene. So come and join us, 6:30, 8:30, free to get in. Just come and enjoy the music. We'd love to have you. That's tomorrow night at Wind River.
There you go. And speaking of a party in place, we have Rob Burrows with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Retired senior chief, who, of course, is the man that started and heads up the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Talk about a calling.
I tell you what, you know, when I first came back from my first tour in Iraq, we had all these different items in our restaurant that we had, our Best Choice Pizza restaurant in Hartnell. And somebody came in and said, you know, you've got all this stuff. You should start your own museum. And that was the click. And I thought, I've got all my stuff. I have all my dad's stuff from World War II. I had some of my grandfather's stuff from World War I. And I thought, well, what's it going to take to put a museum together? And so,
how hard can that be?
So all through that time frame, and then my second tour in Iraq. I mean, my second tour in Iraq, I sent home probably five boxes of items. You know, Foot Locker's home, with stuff that we had gotten from the Iraqis, and I traded with the Brits and the Aussies, and I mean the rock soldiers, and I mean I've got all kinds of stuff just in my own personal collection from being in the combat zone.
But that collection of hand grenades, you know, I'm just not sure. You know, you got one from every country and you send it home. I mean, anyway.
That's why they're going in the museum.
Do not pull pin. In case of emergency, do not break glass.
Now, this has been like an eight-year love affair.
8 years, yes, it has. And we became a nonprofit May 5th of 2008.
And we all know that you had a home over by the airport, and
yes,
then that had to close because of the owner.
The lease issue. Right.
Wanted to skyrocket the lease. We're having a lot of that's going on in Reading right now. People know what I'm talking about with different businesses having to move. But now, what's happening?
Now we are located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, and we are graciously the new owners of a building that was donated to us by Bob Mather with preemployment.com. He donated that building to us, and that building is now in the name of his father-in-law, Joe P. Gonzalez. He's a World War II veteran, so it's the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building, offices of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Joe served with the 97th Infantry Division underneath the 386th Artillery. And they went all up through the Ruhr Pocket, up to the Rhine River, and into Berlin at the end of the war. And he received a Silver Star, a Bronze Star, at the Rhine River for his actions and courage, and also received a Purple Heart for being wounded during that time frame. And so we're very thankful to Bob and his wife, or former wife, Josette Mather, and it was actually her father. And thank you to them for honoring their father in our community. He grew up in Anderson, raised his family in Anderson. He passed away in Anderson. And this is to remember him along with all of our veterans who have served our country. And what a great opportunity it is for us as we move forward.
Well, how wonderful, because you moved from temporarily into off of Bocelli.
Correct.
So when did you move to North?
May of last year.
Okay, so North and Anderson, this is wonderful. So you now have an official home.
We do.
A building, whole thing.
We have an official building. We've just submitted our final architectural drawing to the city of Anderson, so we're waiting for final approval so we can finish our renovation. And once we get the stud walls up and get things painted and taken care of, then we're opening up to the public.
And then,
well, and this is fundraiser, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, it's a fundraiser for... Let's get this thing open.
That's right. We're right on the verge of opening up the Anderson facility. And then we're working with Sherrod Dunlap and Sawyer with the property that we purchased up on top of Cottonwood Hill, which is actually Liberty Hill. And so as soon as we finish working with them, getting that taken care of, then we submit our site plan to the county. And once the county gives us authorization, we can break ground. That's how close we are.
Okay. Now, what do we – okay, for the North Street office or the – you know. Those offices and museum is going to take how much more?
We probably figure about another $10,000 to $15,000 on that facility.
Okay,
and we can open it to the public.
All right. Now, and from then, do you ever charge admission at all?
The facility in Anderson will be open to the public for free, and it's not considered a museum there. What is considered is a repository, archive, and research library. So all of the items that we have right now for the museum will be in that facility. They'll be cleaned. They'll be preserved. They'll be digitized, and they'll be put in storage and ready to go for the new facility. So this is actually a wonderful first step for us because we have to have a location to have all these items cataloged and ready to go. And then from there, they will go into the main facility that will be on top of the hill. So this is a precursor that we would have had to do no matter what. And this came along to us by Bob Mather. And so once again, we can never say thank you to him enough for his generous donation in honor of Joe P. Gonzalez.
Great. Okay, so now tickets. Let's talk about this from 5 to 10. It's this Saturday. So anyway, where do tickets call? Is there like a website or where can people get tickets? Do they have to go to this phone number?
Well, that phone number is our office there on North Street.
Okay.
And so we have the tickets there or they can call in and we can have the tickets set up on Will Call. But we have, we're down to almost a sold-out event. So we have limited seats left. So if they want to come and be a part of the program, that's wonderful. They can call us at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Debbie is answering the phone down there. Debbie Johnson, one of our board members. And she's taking the rest of the meals and the rest of the tickets that we have set up for today and tomorrow. And then we're going from there.
Okay, now what kind of things are going to be there? It's never just walking in and having dinner.
No, we have a wonderful auction set up. We have a wonderful drawing table set up for we have trips. We have hotel stays. We have sailboat tours. We have helicopter rides. We have a helicopter champagne ride with Air Shasta, Rotor and Wing, with Dave Everson and his wife, Christine. He's on our board of directors also, wonderful folks. I'll be doing a sailboat tour. I have a 30-foot sailboat that I have, and we take people out on Whiskeytown and have lunch or dinner and give them a four-hour tour out there and just enjoy the day sailing. A great opportunity for that. We have 13 firearms, so we have shotguns, home defense shotguns, rifles, and handguns. All different types of wonderful firearms that we'll have there.
Okay, and tell the truth here. You've got a 20-millimeter anti-aircraft gun the Germans had during World War II. That is the grand prize.
Well,
that you're that somebody's going to be able to get with 200 rounds of ammunition.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? Hey, a piece that we're putting in the museum in Anderson is a World War II 1944 Quad 4 anti-aircraft machine gun.
Really?
Yes. And it's an original World War II piece by Rick Stewart. He owns it. He's going to be storing it in the museum for display. And also, he has purchased an original patent Jeep. And the original patent Jeep will be in the museum along with that Quad 4.
Now, you know, people, like I've got, and you probably got a million of them already, but I have uniforms from Desert Storm that I wore.
Actually, I don't have a lot of uniforms from Desert Storm.
You know, these
chocolate chips. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, because I was getting ready to throw away a bunch of stuff.
Don't throw it away, Carl.
And I thought... And I didn't think about it until I just saw it, and I thought, well, you know what? This stuff was in combat.
In and out storage.
This
stuff was I'm
pretty sure that stuff was in – yeah, that was in combat because after you wore it there, you never wore them again,
right.
Really.
Yeah. And well, it doesn't have to be from combat. If it's a military uniform, we want to be able to share that and show it. And it doesn't matter whether it was in combat or not. The whole idea is that it's part of our military history, and it needs to be preserved.
Well, you may be getting a couple of footlockers of stuff as I go through it because I'm going through this –
Storage unit. Love to have it. The cleanse.
I'm going to go
give me
cleanse.
A call. We'll load it in
well,
the
I
trailer.
Tell you, one of the favorite things you have at that museum is...
For you.
For me, was that photo, huge photo on the wall of December 7th.
Pearl Harbor,
taken from the cockpit of a Japanese bomber plane, a dive bomber, and it had all the battleships
the
lined up. And it was taken from the side there. And it's a large –
it was at the initial – yes, it was at the initial bombings.
Everything was there. There was no – it was before the runs had started.
Right.
But he was – you know, they took that photo. It's just simply outstanding. You've got stuff from the Revolutionary War all the way through –
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Yeah. So – and, you know, one of the nice things is our building is the old Bank of America building in Anderson. So it still has the walk-in vault. So we have displays in the walk-in vault, and the displays in there will be all of our gun collections. And so at the end of the day, we shut the vault door and spin the handle, and they're
nobody's going to get
24 inches thick stainless steel door.
Now, you had another problem not too long ago. It's been facing everybody in the whole area that somebody broke in.
They did. They broke in our facility up on 4659 Ronda Road, just south of Walmart there on Liberty Hill. And they cut through the chain-link fence, cut the barbed wire gate, and came right in and helped themselves in the middle of a stormy night. And they took.
You were just one of the places they hit, though.
They hit three places that night, and we were the middle location. They hit locations all along Ronda Road that night. And
including down in the
Shasta outlets.
The outlets.
They do. In fact, they've been hitting the Shasta outlets a lot. They just run into the doors, break the windows out, grab, snap, and keep on going.
Oh, man.
And so it's
there's
it's
a way
terrible.
Of stopping that.
Well, there is a couple of ways of stopping it.
Makes
and you don't have to. You don't have to make one example.
And would it be instant justice?
Instant justice. a 5.56 pill that would keep people from doing this forever. It's a vaccination. I like to think of it as a vaccination.
Well, 2 bits of high speed lead. That's all.
There you go. Increase the metallic density of their body by 8,000%. Okay. Enough of that.
All anyway, right, get your tickets. Saturday. 378-2280. That's.
But you got to get them now.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's a Northern California Veterans Museum's big fundraiser and Heritage Center that's happening at Wind River Saturday night.
I just want a promise.
A promise.
Young man.
Okay.
That during our lifespan, I'll be able to go into the museum.
Well, I'll guarantee, as long as I'm alive, I can guarantee that. How's that?
It's going to happen.
It is happening.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
Because you,
like
you can throw up a steel building.
That's what we are doing.
Okay, so you're going to throw up a steel building.
20,000 square foot.
And then you just block it all off inside.
Everything's ready to go.
And then it just grows from there. Because once it's there, you're in a perfect spot. And then people peel off to come see this.
Right. Well, there's 20 million people a year travel up and down I-5. Mm-hmm. And the museum's going to sit right on I-5.
In that area? In that area?
Up and down between Seattle and San Diego. 20 million people a year travel I-5, that corridor.
Well, we get, I know, 60,000 a day, they're saying, along this corridor that we would like to be able to, and we're going to have EDC in there. How do we pull off 10% of those people?
Well, we need more items like the Northern California Veterans Museum.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's your chance. And if you can't make it to it, you can always donate. How?
They can give us a call at the 378-2280 number, and they can go ahead and get our address, which is 2110 North Street in Anderson there. And they can so go ahead and send us a check. Exactly. If you can't come to the event, we're moving forward.
Let's not think. I mean, because there's a lot of people. There's a lot of things always going on around
there
here.
There are.
If you can't do that, you can find a way of donating to a regular donation, a repeating donation every month, one gift. You can probably leave money in your will, a living trust.
In fact, we are working on a foundation for the museum just for that purpose.
You can do the same thing for a KCNR 1460. We haven't been pushing that, but... But you never can tell. Okay, last thoughts.
Last thoughts is, we just want to say thank you to the community for their support. You know, we can't do anything we do without the volunteers, the staff, and our board members. It takes a lot of man hours to work this. You know, nobody gets paid for this project. This is all a labor of love. And so, I live off of my Navy retirement, and my wife still works. And so we dedicate all of our extra time to this to make it happen. And I think it's so very important, especially with my military heritage and my family. Grandpa was in World War I, Dad was World War II. My brother served during Vietnam. I served Desert Storm Iraq, and my son served Iraq, Afghanistan. That's right. 5 generations right there.
Yeah.
And so how much more important it is for all of our families who have served. We have a lot of veterans' families in Anderson, lot of Gold Star mothers in Anderson.
The veteran community in Northern California, in this district of the 1st Congressional District, is huge.
It is.
It's absolutely huge.
And nobody ever talks about it. I mean, we do. But not enough. I just think we can't talk about it enough.
And we get a lot of, I hate to say it, but lip service. And when do they show up? When it's time for elections or it's time they need votes? And I'm not talking about, just at the federal level, but
all
the way down to the city. And then all of a sudden, let me go over and see your meetings. I mean, if I'm sounding a little cynical about this, yeah, I am a little.
Well, you don't have to be cynical. I mean, it is proof in the
pudding.
It's the truth. The facts are the facts.
Okay. Hey, we got to run. All right. This Saturday, give them a call at
378-2280.
If you can't make it, you can still donate.
Absolutely.
By calling the same number.
378-2280.
And you're going to get a couple of Foot Lockers full of stuff that I was getting ready to toss.
Don't toss them.
Okay,
if you're out there in the audience, don't toss your military artifacts.
Oh, that's right.
Bring them to us so that we can preserve them, clean them up. You know, there's so many different types of uniforms that even if you get some doubles, some are worn, some are not.
Yeah.
You can use things to piece things together for displays. There's never enough items to be able to do what you need to do and what we're doing.
Okay. Fantastic.
And last thing is Bad Bob said he wanted to donate the boots he was wearing when he charged up San Juan Hill with Teddy. I thought that was really great. All right, Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much for hosting us.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Kay, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's
Jeff, Lady Bot, and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Talk about that. You know, here we are.
We're live.
Oh, we're live. Well, thank you. You said coming back. You didn't say there wasn't going to be music.
Said, here we go.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. What's the weather look like here today? And you know what? We've got some heavy stuff coming in here.
Yes, it's currently 50 degrees, everyone. Partly sunny today with our highs of 74. And we do, starting tomorrow, we're going to have a wind warning, kind of hazardous weather conditions from Thursday to Saturday, because we have slight chance of showers tomorrow night. Then on Thursday is when we have heavy rain and breezy tomorrow evening. So, and then showers on Friday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, you know what? Let's talk about this. We might as well get into crime right here. You know, I got an email sent to me by somebody named Russell the other day, and it was kind of a cryptic one. And it said that the Board of Supervisors, not Board of Supervisors, the City Council was looking at increasing the TOT, that's the taxes on, you know, transient, you know, people, on travelers or whatever you call them, the TOT by 16% to pay for more cops. And I don't know if that was true or not, but if that was true, because I see Russell's name in here, where did you get that from? And is this something that was, and how do you know it was floated up like that? Now, the other thing is that we get an email this morning. Do we already talk about this? Got an email this morning. Linda got a phone call, and then I got a phone call saying he needed Chief Paletti's email address, which I have. I mean, everybody has. It's rpaletti at, you know, readingpolice.gov or whatever it is. He said there's this truck that had been reported the other day by our next door neighbor driving up and down the street. She got the license number. She reported it to the police, and now it's back again. So that's, you know, that, you know what, when you hear that, that just doesn't make you feel good as in the morning, because most of the robberies take place in the morning. And so you have to wonder if maybe you should just take both cars out and just kind of sneak back in over the gate and wait inside the house.
I don't know.
Just wait inside the house and just see.
It makes
with the door open. No, that's trapping. But I mean, just to do that. I mean, because so many people we know are getting robbed.
Yeah,
and it's just, I mean, the guy across the street again, they tried to get into his, but the lights, everybody's been putting security lights up. I mean, you drive down our street and it lights up like Christmas. Mm-hmm. But so they went down, two more cars down, broke the window, went in.
And more people are setting the personal security concerns aside and installing internet connected cameras so that this stuff is
well, you've got
recorded.
That right. A company sent you some cameras to
try out. A company called Nexia, and we talked to them on the Boomer Tech last week. These are very high quality. If you get the cheap ones on Amazon that are, you know, Chinese knockoffs, yes, there is a big security risk. Nexia takes a lot of steps to ensure that you know, casual intruders can't peek in on your house. But
and you can look at it on your phone too.
Yes, I just, in fact, every once in a while I'll pop up the picture from my driveway so I can see if anybody's sitting in my driveway or also on the back door of my house. And it's sad that I have to even consider doing that, but that's the times we live in. And you can actually have a continuous recording being made, a picture taken every few seconds that is looped a day at a time, so that...
Well, does it plug in? Is it solar? Does it run on batteries?
This particular model requires power of some sort, but it is wirelessly connected to your internet router.
All right. Yeah. Okay, enough of the commercial. But it's I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm just kidding a little bit. But these are things that people are having to do. I mean, it doesn't make any difference anymore, even the neighborhood you're in. I mean, you're having shootouts in neighborhoods that are really nice neighborhoods. You're having things stolen from really nice neighborhoods. And again, it goes back that we have no place to put these people. And down in Arizona, the guy that just beat Sheriff Joe in the election is taking down Tent City. The kind of the epitome of the get tough on crime, the icon of get tough on crime. And you know what the new sheriff says is? He says, this thing cost more money than we've got, and the prisoners want to go there. He says they want to go there because it's easier. They've got more freedom at this place. And I thought, oh, well, that's kind of like, doesn't, you know, and so what if they wear pink underwear? They don't care. They get more freedom. So he says, we're moving them all back into jails. He says, we've got the room for him, and he's going to take down Tent City. Now, if you go to the jail here in Shasta County, that's a tough time. You'd much rather be in, like, in a federal prison than you want to be in a state prison than you do in the county jail here. There is nothing in there. I mean, it is a cement-hardened place. There isn't a basketball court. There's nothing there because it's a jail. It's where you're meant to be for a short period of time. We've got people in there for 8 years. That's right. They've been sentenced to the jail for 8 years. There's some places in California they're sentenced in these jails for 20 years because it's a series of things and they can't send them to prison. So that's what we've got. Plus we have 200 bad guys and girls out on the streets that if you could take them off the streets, the crime in this place would drop. In Shasta County would drop probably 50%. That's where we are. Because we aren't smart enough to figure out do we build a place or put a place in here that we can hold criminals. You know, here's what the county ought to do. They ought to offer a $10,000 prize to anybody that comes up with a way that's workable and feasible to lock up 200 people. Workable and feasible. In other words, oh, well, why don't you just put them all in another place? Well, okay, that, but we don't have the money for that. It's not really feasible.
We are dealing with the California legislature.
And there you go. And so you've got to, whatever the plan is, they've got to go down and sell it to Sanctuary State Sacramento, SSS, S-cubed, Sanctuary State Sacramento. Hey, we're trying to get tougher on criminals here. Or at least we're just trying to lock up the bad guys so we have safety and we feel better. Yeah, a $10,000 first prize for anybody that comes up with a way of putting 200 people into jail, into incarceration, to taking them off the streets.
And Mr. Newsom thinks that nobody but a cop should have a gun. Except, of course, his bodyguards.
Gavin Newsom is a fool.
Well, he could very well be our next governor.
Doesn't make him less than a fool.
All right, just saying.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Okay, here, we're going to take a break. And EDC is out there. They're chomping
Ooh,
at the
good.
Bit.
Let's
they are
can't
the way,
wait.
They are one of the ways that we're going to be able to do that. EDC and all the people coming in here, building businesses, more taxes, more money coming in. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Air Force says a pilot is safe today after an F-16 crashed in Maryland. The Air Force said today the pilot was on a training mission in an F-16 from the Joint Base Andrews-based 113th Wing. Officials say the pilot ejected and is safe. The plane itself went down a few miles from the base. A showdown over a filibuster is looming in the Senate when it comes to the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senator Elizabeth Warren says it all boils down to a simple question.
Whether that person will defend equal justice for every single one of us. Judge Gorsuch's record answers that question with a loud no.
Republican Tom Cotton says the larger question is whether Democrats will break a long-standing Senate tradition against filibustering Supreme Court nominees.
The radical Democrats overturn venerable Senate traditions. The Republicans are acting to restore them.
Republicans say they will change the Senate rules if they have to do that. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Chicago's mayor wants students in the Windy City to be ready for success in order to earn a high school diploma. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing a new initiative today.
Our goal is to make sure nobody spikes the ball at 12th grade. We want to make 14th grade universal. That's the new goal line.
Emanuel appearing on CBS this morning under a plan to prepare them for life after high school. Public school students would have to come up with a plan for after graduation before they get their diploma. Ivanka Trump is now an assistant to the president, but she told CBS this morning she's a daughter first.
This particular title was about giving critics the comfort that I'm holding myself to that highest ethical standard. Mm-hmm. But I'll weigh in with my father on the issues I feel strongly about.
More of these stories from townhall.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going
to
lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecasefortchristmovie.com.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, electronics, and more. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
Taiwan is confirming it intends to build 8 submarines to defend itself against China.
The submarines are already being designed and should be in service within a decade. They'll replace the island's current fleet of 4 aging vessels, 2 from the Netherlands and 2 from the United States. The American ships are from the Second World War. Taiwan usually relies on Washington for arms sales, but those have slowed in recent years because of objections from China, which has threatened to force the island to reunify. Taipei has concluded that if it wants the latest weapons, it will have to build them itself.
That is BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. The missile in North Korea's latest launch didn't fly very far, but it may have been the second test of a technology that worries experts. The Wednesday morning launch, local time, into waters off of North Korea's east coast came shortly before President Trump's first summit meeting with the Chinese leader tomorrow and Friday. More from townhall.com. Discount shoe chain Payless Shoe Source has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
The Topeka, Kansas-based retailer said Tuesday it'll be immediately closing nearly 400 stores as part of the reorganization. It has over 4,400 stores in more than 30 countries and was founded in 1956. Payless plans to reduce its debt by almost 50%, lower how much it pays in interest, and line up funds. The company says some of its lenders have agreed to make available up to $385 million to keep the stores running. Payless CEO Paul Jones says this is a difficult but necessary decision, driven by the continued challenges of the retail environment, which will only intensify. Keith Peters reporting.
The newspaper chain owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is eliminating nearly 300 jobs. The Omaha World Herald reports 181 people will be laid off at BH Media Group newspapers. Another 108 vacant positions will be eliminated. More details at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 5th of April 2017 in the studios of Free Fire Radio and the offices of KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And you can join our chat room, as many have, at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. And we are going to give you a weather update. It's currently 51 in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 74, partly sunny. Tonight calls for mostly cloudy, then a slight chance of showers with our lows of around 51. Thursday calls for a chance of showers with our highs of 65. Thursday night, okay, now we start with the warning conditions. Heavy rain and then breezy with 100% chance of rain. So I believe we look like we're now headed into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with rain and possible thunderstorms on Saturday with our highs near 58. Now on Sunday, as far as the forecast is considered, we have a partly sunny with our highs near 62, and then Monday, slight chance of showers again. Tuesday's mostly sunny with our high near 71. So that's just a little bit of a 5 or 6 day forecast there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, our weather sponsor.
And by the way, the weather's changing. It's a, it's getting, you know, well, I can't even tell you how it's changing, except it changes dramatically. But one thing we all know for sure, in like another 2 weeks, it's going to be hot. And it's going to stay hot. And so who do you go to for any of your HVAC concerns? Alliance Heating and Air. They're the only ones in town that I would ever recommend anybody go to. They've been best in the North State. They are a veteran-owned business. They give warranties and guarantees. If you've got an emergency, they're going to fix it no matter how long it takes. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Well, it's the first Wednesday of the month. We're here with the Economic Development Corporation and the head of it, Tony Giovanello, and, of course, the director of
entrepreneurship.
That's right, Todd Jones.
Good morning,
okay,
gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Tony, you've got to run. We understand that. But let's just jump right into it. What the hell is going on here?
Well, you know, we live in a great community, and every once in a while you just get involved in something that just – makes it stand out to you so that it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, we're always working with companies trying to recruit them into the area. And, you know, some of these things take a long time, many, many years. We've been working on one opportunity now for 11 months. And we've proposed properties all over, in every city, in the county, all over the place. And it's been one of those things where we haven't been able to disclose who the company is. So people have been working, not knowing really what they're working for. We can describe the opportunity a little bit to those who are helping. But the wonderful thing about it is that our community has come together through this process. And we actually had senior executives from this target company in last week. And there were a lot of things that had to be pulled together. And we had so many people engage from the different cities, people in our community like Shara Dunlap Sawyer on, you know, some engineering things, Les Melberg providing some consulting, Rob Middleton helping with some real estate consulting, right. And then all the people in the county and their areas of expertise. Right now, this opportunity isn't in the city of Reading, but we've had people in the city of Reading with expertise at REU help us. I mean, the whole thing, it's just amazing, the strength, the power, the knowledge, the experience, and the willingness to band together as a community to try and win something that could be important. So we got a long way to go, but you know, if we put this kind of effort in, it's going to happen.
Is this worth it? All this effort?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what I meant was, it's the type of business that would be really good for the area, hire people, has a capability of growth, and all these things.
It definitely is. There's no doubt about it. And it's like anything else.
I understand. This is not a done deal, but they've obviously can look anywhere.
Yeah, and they've looked at a lot of places, and they have eliminated a lot of places.
They've kissed a lot of pigs out there.
Right, and we're still standing, but we got a lot more to do. But, you know, through this kind of process, you learn more about and you develop, if you would, the assets and the information and the data and the presentation, so that every time you do it, you're going to get better and better and better. So that's encouraging as well.
Have you taken them fly fishing yet?
You know, we've been talking about it. These guys actually are interested in it. So,
well, you know what? You're missing. Just give me a call, and we can get them out
there.
We're
going to hook you up.
Yeah. They want to know. You can't say what the project is. That's one of the questions.
No, I can't. And really, my main purpose was really to share the fact that when this community rallies around something, it's powerful, it's committed, it's passionate, and it can make things happen.
Well, they can. Now, the funny thing is, I was calling a large car company yesterday, mm-hmm. and I got to the people, and I was talking to them, and you know, I got the information that I needed. And the guy says, "You're from Reading." I said, "Yeah," and I said, "He says, I really think it's cool, Reading." I mean, he says, "I really like the houses in Reading, the homes in Reading." I said, "Really? Have you ever been here?" He goes, "No, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri." But if I could, tomorrow, I'd move to Reading. He says, I look at the houses, the older houses, and I said, well, we live in a house that was built in 1940. But the architecture, you know, the arches in the mm-hmm. inside the home, the thick plaster walls. He says, mm-hmm. the architecture on this is beautiful. He says, yeah. He says, it just seems like you all have everything there.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
Said, you're right. We do. We have everything. And I did not once mention your own personal criminal. You know, I didn't say anything like that. You have your own personal criminal that will come to your house. And you can have them. You can put them up for the night.
But this is just
an example. I mean, out of nowhere.
Yeah, that
right.
was not.
Said he would move here and retire here. And I'm like, hey, there's room. And he likes the outdoors and his family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was interesting to have something like that happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I didn't mention it before, but I probably should. We had Josh Barker help us with an analysis for our meeting last week. The salaries for this company range between $40,000 and $125,000. And they kind of have bands. It's like $40,000, $55,000, $75,000, $100,000, $125,000. Uh-huh. So Josh was nice enough to put together an analysis, and we put pictures of the houses in each one of those ranges, and the folks were amazed at the value, right, that their employees could get
yeah.
from buying a home here. You know, it's all those little bits and pieces that come together.
And it is, and you know, and it's.
When can you tell us this so we're not guessing or going?
Yeah, we got people. Everybody's
asking
now.
6 months, 3 months.
You know, who knows?
Oh,
see, that's one of those things. Like before, they've worked on something. I mean, literally for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then the economy tanked in Europe, and that just and that was it for the other company moving in here. Remember that? Okay, we're going to take a break. Are you going to stay here past this, or you got to go?
I got to go. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you. I wanted to share that with the community because I thought it was important. You know, when you see excellence, you got to call attention to it.
Well, let me ask you another question then on the airport. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to a couple of other people. Some gentleman, some young guy came in here signing, wanting petitions.
Artist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Artist.
Yeah. He's involved in the Bethel community, and he would like to see air service to L.A.
Yeah.
And wanted to do something on his own, so he took some initiative.
And he wants to get a bunch of signatures on a petition mm-hmm. to show somebody, show an airline that, hey, look, we're interested in this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I should share that last month we were in Phoenix at an airline conference, and we actually got to speed date with five airlines. So, you know, it was good because some of those airlines we had met within the 6 months before at their own corporate offices. And the learning and those conversations will cause us to step back and create an individual strategy for each airline that's even bigger than what we were thinking. So I think, you know, we've got some work to do, but I'm encouraged about the opportunities. L.A. is going to be the tough one because there's construction going on there. There's airlines are moving from one terminal to another terminal. Gates are really, really constrained.
How about Burbank?
Well, you know, all of those L.A. Destinations are good. Because we have a lot of people that go to L.A. and stay in L.A.
Orange County or Burbank, either one of those can fly out of there. They've got, if you've ever flown out of Orange County, I mean, you go straight up in the air. And then they cut their engines, you know, for the noise, and it makes you think you're falling out of the air. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tony Giovanella, who is the president. He's president, I guess, would be of the EDC. Tell us about this business they've been talking to and working on. There's always things that are going on. There's always things that are happening in our city and county area here. There's not this first one you're talking about is just one of many that are kind of like perking along. Do you see an impact? Do you think there'd be an impact with the sanctuary state status on businesses here?
Well, we don't know what the reaction of the federal government is going to be.
Well, right? That's
so that's the big unknown, I think.
So you know,
even for our own funding, part of our funding at the EDC comes from a CBDG grant, which is really based on federal housing because we help people with lower incomes trying to get into businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even that could be impacted. But, you know, there's a lot of unknowns, but probably a lot of opportunity out there, too, right? Yeah. There'll be some new things that come along.
Okay, last question. The impact on K2 downtown, mm-hmm. the impact on the building that was just bought behind us by that venture group.
Mm-hmm.
Other plans for downtown, the food trucks. What's your take on this one?
Well, I think it's great, and my input is start in a small area and make it spectacular. Make it appeal to all five senses. Don't try and go too big and dilute the effort and the investment. Start concentrated, get it right, and build out from there.
Well, K2 seems to be doing that mm-hmm. in their area there. You know, it'd be interesting to see what they do behind us. And then the food truck, do you think that's going to be a success?
You know, I do. I think I understand the concern of some of the other business owners there. And I just think that people that want to go and sit in a restaurant, that's what they want to do. And I believe that this is going to bring new people downtown. And, you know, the concern about parking, I understand that. I'm not afraid of walking. And I look at the other end of the parking lot down there, the parking structure, and there seems to always be spots down there. So if people walk an extra 100 yards, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, the parking structure is literally right across the street from it. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to go that far. Yeah, Linda and I are thinking about opening up a hot dog stand there. A really nice one, Chicago hot dogs with, you know, all types of things on them. So, okay. We're going to let you go.
Do live remotes in the morning when people walking by.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Tarzan. The live musical adventures come into the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devine. Every breath I take, every move I make.
Dedicated to KCNR 1460.
I
love this. Wow.
I'm devoted to you.
This
portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know,
talk about devotion.
We always talk about the Wellgate Sports Club, and we talk about people that go there 7 days a week. We're driving by yesterday. We couldn't even get into the parking lot hardly.
5 o'clock.
You know, 5 o'clock. And we talk about all the great machines, and in fact, it's got an indoor pool.
And classes.
And spinning yoga, and yoga and everything. We don't talk enough about the spa in there, Bohem Spa.
Yeah, Bohem Spa. They have, you can do, if you become a special, there's
a premier membership.
Premier member. With that membership, you get two free spa treatments per month.
Which is kind of like the cost of a membership.
Wow. It's fantastic. So anyway, Bohem is always running specials. It's an Aveda salon.
Okay. So what's that mean for a lady? So you can get facials and massage and...
Aveda is a special product. It's kind of very all natural. And people who follow Aveda love Aveda. It's an Aveda-based spa. So facials... You can manicures, pedicures, massages, all kinds of wonderful things. And plus, you can buy Aveda products. So going to the Bohem Spa inside of Wellgate, it's kind of a great
– It's a great
– It is a wonderful partnership.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, back. Tony had to leave Giovanelli. But he left us. He left us his chief of entrepreneurship, Todd Jones.
Right,
Todd.
Hey, Todd. Todd, who's a former Marine. Thank you for your
hey,
service.
Todd.
And has worked in different places here around town for politicians and different. And you've always kind of each time kind of like took another step up.
Yeah, you know, it's all about making the community better. So all the places I've been, I felt like I was having an impact on the
community. Those places you have worked, you've all been like on something like it's helping community.
You know, that's what I like to think anyway. And so I feel like the Shasta EDC now where I'm at up at the Venture Hub is just a great place to be because, you know, I am part of a lot of the activity that's going on, even though we're not necessarily always responsible for it, but just trying to strengthen that ecosystem for entrepreneurs here in Shasta County. So I'm having a lot of fun so far.
What's a day like for you with EDC?
Oh, you know, it can really vary. Typically, I have several meetings with entrepreneurs that have an idea, so they kind of come and pitch the idea to me. Our main goal is really
are
to
they,
connect
are they
them.
All from around here? I'm sorry. But
no.
Are they all from around here? Do you get like phone calls or FaceTimes with people saying, I've got this idea?
Well, we really just focus on people in Shasta County.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes people move here for many reasons, Bethel or whatever else, and they're here now. They live in Shasta County, so those are the people we're helping out. It doesn't matter what their business is. Our venture hub, we really try to incubate technology and manufacturing startups, but we'll meet with anybody. I mean, we don't have – there's a lot of business plan consultants out there. There's a lot of great ones here in Shasta County. We either refer them to them or, you know, we try to do some of that consulting ourselves between myself and Tony, who's got – decades of experience in the business and manufacturing world. We can talk to people, see what their needs are, and try to connect them to that subject matter expert here in Shasta County. So meet with a lot of people. They tell me about their idea, connect them, possibly get them in line for our pitch breakfast, which is coming up next Thursday at the Venture Hub from 7:15 to 8:30. So get people into that and then just see what we can do to help them grow.
Okay. Now, how many – right now we're talking about how the hub's getting ready to grow because it's just filled.
Yeah, so the Venture Hub is full right now. We have – currently we have 13 offices. Those are all full. And so we occupy the SAF building. They're great landlords. They own the building, and we've been fortunate enough to have a great connection and relationship with them. And so we're actually going to expand into some of the unused space that's surrounding and above the current space that we occupy. So they've been really generous. They're going to help us do some of the tenant improvements for HVAC and some other things. And we're going to expand into about another 4,000 square feet here this month. Getting some new – there'll be about three new offices and then some more co-working space in that area as well.
Cool. Okay. We're here with Todd Jones, who's in charge of the entrepreneurs at the Shasta Venture Hub, going along with the EDC. And we're going to take a break. But before we go, I've got some tickets here to the North State Symphony, April Pops, A Splash of Favorites. Linda has said that she would go out with me that night.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be our date night, and we're going to go see April Pops, A Splash of Favorites.
And then plus we're giving his away.
And we're giving these two tickets away.
Okay.
To somebody that calls.
Hey, Scott Seaton has come to Reading and has really rocked the whole scene here, I have to say. And so my bass player also plays in the North State Symphony. So these tickets, well, we got a call right now. Bob, if you want to look at those.
Anyway, it starts at 7:30 on Friday. Like I said, you know what? I don't go to these a lot. But when Scott was here and he brought in the Uncle Dad's.
Uncle Dad's.
Okay, it's a group out of Chico, and there's going to be like eight of them. It's Uncle Dad's art collection. And the girl was on here yesterday singing, and she's doing an Etta James. But it sounds, you know, they're going to be playing in the second half. But this is going to be anything from Star Wars no Beethoven. It's just going to be a good time, you know, TV themes and all types of great stuff.
Fine.
So that's going to be 7:30 on Friday at the Civic Auditorium. And we just gave away two tickets. You know, even before we could even say we're giving away two tickets. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Todd Jones, who is head of the entrepreneurial division at the Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
It's rodeo time. Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at readingrodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's readingrodeo.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
We don't need no education.
We don't Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Your town hall of the air. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 1326 Market Street. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 51 degrees going up to 74 today. The weather report, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Best place ever to get a haircut.
I agree.
Todd gets his haircut there. You know, manly people get their haircut
there.
Right. Bad Bob gets his haircut there.
My one-year-old just got his haircut there last week.
There you go.
Did a great job.
There you go. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Todd Jones, and he's the head of entrepreneurship at the Shasta, at the Economic Development Corporation. Let me ask you a question here. You're building in there, you're expanding there. You have people coming in with ideas all the time. Okay, so I have an idea, and I come up to you and I say, gosh, I got this idea for this technology of checking weather reports in the radio stations. Okay, I'm just making this up, of course. Okay, what do I do now? Do I just, when I tell you that, what do you do? What do you tell me?
Well, basically, I just try to, you know, pull out, ask some of those questions that you might not be thinking about. A lot of entrepreneurs are working at home. They're working on their idea by themselves. So that's really the value of the Venture Hub and that community. It's not just me there. There's a lot of other fellow entrepreneurs there. So, you know, ask me the questions, ask them the questions to get those things that you might not have thought about already answered. So, you know, I had a guy come into me last week, had this great idea. He'd been thinking about it for months. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost you to produce this product? No idea. I mean, you have to understand what your costs are in order to figure out what you're going to sell it for.
Sure.
You have to figure out, you know, all these other variables that sometimes they could just be so laser focused on this one thing, they forget to think about some of these
other
parts.
So how much is your electricity going to cost you a month, do you think?
Yeah. He was a manufacturer, not a manufacturer, but he was selling a tangible good. So there was a lot of cost that goes into that. So just trying to ask him some of that questions. And then depending on what the idea is, you know, try to put him into touch with you know, people like yourself. If you're thinking of a weather app for radio stations, go talk to some radio stations. Find out what they need. You know, maybe we can put you in touch through our relationships that Tony and myself have with some of those other people. Or if it's an app, there's a lot of great app developers that are very close to the EDC that we can refer you to. And sometimes they'll do free consultations to kind of help build a story plan on what your app is going to look like, what the components would be, so you can think about how that's going to go. And then marketing and sales is a huge part people don't think about. They have this great idea, but if you can't sell it, no one's going to buy it. You have to figure out a way to sell it. Even if it's a great product, you still have to have some savvy salespeople to be able to get that product out in front of people. And what's your marketing strategy going to be to do that as well?
Wow.
So, just
yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things like that.
Give them some
kind
tools.
Of like a mini Shark Tank, except you're not going to give them money.
Yeah, well, we have a mini Shark Tank every month. It's the second Thursday of the month for our pitch breakfast, and we have about 30 to 40 community members, entrepreneurs, businessmen there. Two companies pitch, and I obviously know who those are. And so, depending on who the company is that's pitching, I'll bring in some business leaders in the community that might be somewhat related to that industry, so they can ask them some good questions. So they get a 10-minute pitch, a lot longer than Shark Tank, and then there's 10 minutes of Q&A, so they can say, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Maybe you should do this. And it really just feeds them so they can come back. And then eventually, if they're going to pitch to an investor or they're going to pitch to the local Shasta Angels, who have been an incredible angels group in the North State, and they have been giving real dollars and helping real companies grow, it's been really exciting to see.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, on something like that is the okay, like you said, you have this twice a month. Who was on last month?
So we have it once a month, the second Thursday of each
month.
So
second Thursday.
Last month we had two companies. We had one company called ZBridge, who's a guy here that's lived in town for many years. He runs a school in India, and he is I'm really working on my 30-second version of it still, but basically he's trying to develop curriculum to help at-risk children in anywhere in the world, but he's kind of focusing here in Reading and then hoping to duplicate it in his school that he runs in India so that they can have a community impact, meet with community leaders, and basically have this education in a box is what he calls it. So ZBridge was one of them. The other one was Supply Ocean. It's a guy that grew up here in Reading, and he pitched an idea for basically an online hotel marketplace where hoteliers – did I say that right?
Yeah.
They can go online and find all the products they need in a really nice packaged website where there's not really anything like that now. So you need to buy 500 coffee makers or, you know, 35 coffee makers. Here's some bulk discounts for some wholesale products. And it's just a streamline. And they have customers on board already. They're generating revenue. He's in L.A. now, but he's going to bring his company back to Reading. And he worked for I believe he worked for HP for a number of years in the Bay Area, but he's coming back up here now to start that company. So it was a pretty exciting pitch. Both of them were at our last pitch breakfast for ZBridge. Chief Paletti and Councilmember Francie Sullivan were there, which was perfect for ZBridge because he's really trying to engage some of these community leaders. And now they're in a conversation of, you know, how can we do this program, get this curriculum going, so that these kids can see how communities collaborate and get something accomplished.
You know, the city of Reading spends a lot of money on tourism, you know, and advertising. It's either $1.6 million or I just saw something here, it's over $2 million. And they give it to a company, for advertising Reading. Couldn't EDC do that as part of their job?
Well, there's
their mission?
There's a lot of these different people out there, because a lot of the money the city's getting, and I may be mistaken, but I believe most of it's a TOT tax, a transient occupancy tax. So it's coming and it's kind of earmarked from these hotels and VRBOs and Airbnbs to go to – it goes through the city into I believe it's Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association that does really tourism. And
which is just a company.
Yeah. Right? It's just – it's a company. I don't know a whole lot about them, but they're really focused – specifically on tourism.
That would be I'm going to write this one down. That would be a good company to get on and see what, because it is, they're spending like $2 million a year. And so it would be interesting to see what do they do and how do they, what's their plan and what's, you know, cause, and how do we know if it works? That's
right.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, and tourism is pretty big in Shasta County. It's, government's bigger.
It is.
It's huge, but tourism is a big component. And, I can't speak for their key performance indicators on how well they're actually doing, but, you know, just with our natural amenities we have around here, there's no doubt Shasta Lake, Whiskeytown, Trinity Lake, all our rivers, hiking,
well,
skiing.
It would be just interesting to see, okay, you know, who do you aim at? Is it, you know, is it a more of a, you know, you keep it statewide, you keep it, in a, you know, 300 miles, you know, how much do you, what kind of magazines and all these things? Because, you know, frankly, I see some billboards, but I haven't seen Redding. Of course, maybe they're in magazines back on the East Coast that we wouldn't see anyway.
Right.
I just wondered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
You know, I think we all work in parallel, all these different organizations, to make Shasta County better, to make our voice stronger. I mean, I talked to a guy from L.A. just a couple weeks ago with the California CPA Association. He came up to Redding with Senator Gaines to do a small business workshop at the Venture Hub. And he said, man, I've heard a lot about what Redding's doing. I've never been up here before. I've heard there's a lot of entrepreneurial activity. And he never set foot here until just about 2 weeks ago. So he saw it on some news story in online somewhere. So it's just we're trying to increase that message with all of these different parties. You know, we can't be totally unified all the time, but if we can just make it louder and stronger, people from outside this area, they know we're here. And we're just trying to make that known.
High-speed optic. High-speed fiber cable. What do you think? Something that the city should invest in, like Chattanooga did, Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Well, I think that what Councilman McElvain's working on right now and trying to get some private investment just to get that off-ramp with having our own utility, just like he stumped throughout his campaign and what he's really working on right now, you know, to start, just like Tony said, start downtown, do it really well, then expand it. Because we need high-speed internet all over the place. I have an office building up on Mountain Lakes. And we're having a heck of a time getting it up there in that industrial park, not related with the Venture Hub. But we need it all over the place. But it needs to start somewhere. It needs to be viable. And if the
city and affordable.
And affordable. Absolutely.
And I understand about, you know, private enterprise, and I'm all for private enterprise, obviously. But if it means taking it through REU and having them pull all the wires through their own conduits they have already,
right,
so be it. And then people say, well, you can run it on wireless. Well, okay, but
you can. But I think really the off ramp is the big part of it. If you can get it off this huge trunk that's going right through downtown Redding with super high speed internet, if REU can kind of start that process, and then if Shasta.com takes it over, more power to them if they're going to do receivers.
Okay. Let it be revealing in my ignorance even more. It's right downtown.
It's right.
You're talking
on train
about
tracks.
You're just talking about a fiber optic cable, right? Right.
But it's incredibly expensive for those right-of-ways for a private company.
Well, but to have it come off down here off of Placer Street and come into the middle of the town, you're just talking about a cable.
Right, I mean, right here, right by this police station.
I know, but you're talking about a cable running 100 yards. So that, I mean, do they need any other type of equipment?
There's a fair amount of interface equipment. You don't just drill a hole in the cable and stick your wire in.
No, I know. Well, I understand that part. You don't? Duh. No, I understand that. But what are we talking about for – is the cost of it getting the rights to use the fiber optic cable?
You have to buy bandwidth from the company that owns the conduit.
There we go.
You have to buy the frontage road and then pay the toll to get onto that freeway.
And that's where the cost comes in.
And the right-of-ways, which the city of Redding already has. So if you're a charter and you want to tap into that, you have to pay for this huge infrastructure of right-of-ways, which the city of Redding already has in place. You know, they have to run the fiber. That still has to happen. But that right-of-way, from my understanding, and I'm not an expert in this, that's a pretty big cost. Mm-hmm. And so if REU can help with some of that, I know there's some grant money out there. There's definitely going to be some private investment for a great public-private partnership, which is – those things have been happening.
You would think
for
that
years.
They would jump all over that one.
Yeah, because I think it could add a lot of value. I mean, gigabit internet downtown, that'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Wow.
Especially if it was like $100 a month.
I mean, look at the project right now. I'm from Weaverville originally. They just got a $42 million grant to run fiber from Redding to Arcata. And so Weaverville is going to have gigabit internet. It's unbelievable.
And, you know, Arcata's going to have it. Arcata's going to have it.
Well, Lewiston.
Arcata, there's nothing in it. You know what they call them? The Arcata fogheads.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. I mean, you could be fly fishing
because
and have gigabit internet on the Trinity River.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Called the fogheads because it's fog all the time.
I know.
Because
we know
a lot of people from Arcata. And they are definitely not fogheads, but they call them fogheads.
Yeah. I went to Humboldt.
And I bet you Weaverville is just absolutely beside themselves in a good way because
it's always been so slow there.
Yeah, and if you look at Trinity County, you know, that's a very depressed county, mm-hmm. and there's not a lot of economy there now that, you know, there's no timber operations going on up there.
You just said Arcadia and Weaverville get the gigs, right?
That's the project. They approved the CPUC.
$42 million
approved it last week or maybe 2 weeks ago.
Who did?
Who approved this? I believe it was the CPUC, but it's a federal grant. So it might have been the FEC. I can't think of who it is, but they just got a grant for this private company to install this fiber along 299.
I would suspect that we have the same effect as in why does the Sacramento River frontage sit idle? Because people are fighting over who gets it.
But Arcadia and Weaverville, they get it because they applied for this grant.
Mm-hmm. Well, this private company did, and basically, you know, in this road, basically from Redding to Arcata, there are areas where there's no internet at all. You know, and it's not going to serve that many people. So it really, economically, it does not make sense for Charter or AT&T to do it by themselves without the grant. It doesn't make sense. But it's all part of this federal initiative to bring rural broadband to places that don't have internet.
So our tax money is being used to make sure that the pot growers up in Weaverville have
a way
to sell their marijuana.
That's right.
Right there. Immediately. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. I tell you what, a veteran-owned business, Doug Tooley, and he will give veterans, you know, that come in and sign up, you get $100 off, $100 off your bill. That's right. And if you recommend and refer a veteran, not only do they get $100 off when they sign up, you get $100 off your bill too. So if you're not using Dish, you got to be thinking about it. But don't call the 800 number. It's silly. First of all, they don't care. They're back someplace in New York. I'm sure it's New York City where you can get him from right here in Reading. And he'll take care of it. Doug Tooley, great guy. B&T Satellite, give him a call, 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation.
Think twice, 'cause it's another day for you.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palace Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi, guys. This is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BT Satellite, your local authorized dish dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Going to go up to 74 today. Enjoy your sunshine because it looks like it's going to start raining tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give them a call at 226-8350.
Yeah, I really want to just take a second here, Todd, and I'm sure you don't mind, because a really wonderful friend of many musicians, somebody who was really a nice man, reached out, played a multitude of different styles of music, but was known for Shasta College teacher, and he was really known in the jazz scene here. Chris Uchibore, stand-up bass player. But he played saxophone and flute, and he played sometimes piano. He played with Good Time Jazz Band. So, I mean, a lot of musicians that I know, I mean, just died suddenly. So it was devastating because it makes you makes one think of how fragile life is. You know, you see him on a Friday, and he dies in his sleep on a Saturday. It's just like that. So the other night when we rehearsed, I know that it really, really touched my fellow musicians, and my memories of him is that he was just a nice man. And so there's a lot of, when in the Record Searchlight, there's a lot of homages paid to him through different people of how he touched their life. And I believe that there's a memorial on April 8th at the Little Country Church. If that's changed, I'll say so. But what I wanted to do is take a moment and just say that we will remember a great man, not only as a musician, but as a human being. And I heard so many wonderful stories of people that night, which would have been, what, Monday night, talking about how he touched their lives. So rest in peace, our dear friend, musician in heaven, Chris Uchibore.
Okay. And that's right. He did touch a lot of people. Hey, tomorrow, Clark and Clark are going to be here, Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. So that ought to be interesting. Who knows what they're going to do? It's one of Bob's favorite times.
I'll bring my chair
and whip and all that. Okay. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, who is head of the entrepreneurial section, division of the Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about a lot of things. There are people here saying the Headwaters Settlement gave Acadia and Humboldt grants for economic development. Let's see, flights, cable, and it's federal money given to the private sector and for Indian reservations up the coast. So I guess there's all different types of grants out there to help get something like that jump started, and then you could partner up with the I don't know. It could be Shasta.com or anybody, really, to be able to then run it.
Yeah, and I'm not extremely familiar with all of the pieces that went in to get this broadband deal going on the 299 corridor. But, you know, here in Reading, back to that again, I think it'd be a great opportunity. And, you know, high-speed internet is definitely – well, I mean, you know, even at the Venture Hub, that's one of the values we have. We have 100 megabit internet, which is about the fastest you can get in Shasta County. And I did a speed test on my computer wirelessly just a couple days ago, and I got about 275 megabits per second down. I got about 25 up, but that is way faster than anything else you're going to get there. So one of the values of the Venture Hub is just to have reliable internet, 24/7 access. Last week we had a co-working day where the Venture Hub was free and open to everybody, because typically it's membership only, and we had about 65 entrepreneurs come up and flood and fill the Venture Hub on Tuesday, which was amazing because, you know, these people are working in coffee shops, working at home, whatever they're doing, working on at a side job. It was just great to see everyone come together and do
that. Well, when they gave the class on with several speakers on business and everything, it was totally sold out, and in fact, more. There was when I went up there to I was doing some stuff up there. It was standing room only. As it was.
Yeah, we've had a lot of events up there. We had Amplify a few weeks back. We have Reading Area Designers and Developers that meet the third Wednesday night of every month. We're working on an initiative for the Grow Manufacturing and trying to improve the manufacturing pipeline for Shasta County and get kids interested and educated and get them into workplaces and see manufacturing has changed. It's not, you're not sitting on a factory line pushing a button all day. You're doing welding. You're programming robots. You're doing all this amazing stuff. So we're trying to work on that initiative as well, and that's kind of a more wholesale.
It's just more percentages every year of robotics taking jobs from people. So now you have to have people trained back into taking care of the robots.
That's right.
Because, I mean, you see them right now. They can work in warehouses. They can drive forklifts. They can lift things up and put them down. They don't get upset, and when you push them over, they just get right back up again, go to work. They don't come at you and hit you with a wrench.
Right.
You're probably not going to get somebody going postal in a group of robots. Probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a movie about that.
I think there's with Will Smith.
yeah, that was iRobot.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's going out to save everybody.
But we still need a lot of people that can work in these manufacturing facilities and fix these robots and program them and, you know, do these CNC machines and all of these. I mean, you think of a robot, some people think of like something that looks like a person or whatever, but
it's
robots come in all shapes and sizes.
Look at the ones that do the cars. They're just they are is an arm that comes down in exact motion. It hits the weld, and then it comes back up again. We've got to do that. I mean, this is just the wave of the future. But I mean, and even down to fast food restaurant jobs. I mean, those are gone. Those are, you know what, everybody in California, they're gone.
Well,
it's just a matter of time because they're putting the icons in right now. They're putting in the kiosk that you can come in, you order it, and the food comes to you. And you don't need the people. It's just a matter of time. So if you walked, you know, if you tried to get that entry level job at McDonald's or Carl's Jr. or any of these, which are, you know, entry level jobs, as we all, I believe, and moves you on to your next job or part time if you're a student or whatever, those are gone. Those are gone.
No sooner had the echoes of the cheering for the $15 an hour minimum wage died away than most of these companies said, we can't do business on that level, so we're going to change the way we do business.
Carl's Jr. moved out of San Francisco. Yeah. Carl's Jr. just moved out of California. I mean, here we are talking about the EDC and bringing in companies. But what we're saying is this is a new type of thing, and this is where the EDC and the Venture Hub is so important. You've got new companies there that are pushing out the internet marketing, the apps, how to repair things, how to do things.
Yeah.
So and that's it.
I just want to say, you know, real quickly, even, you know, we talk about recruiting all these companies. We're competing with states all over the country. We're competing with other countries on occasion all over the world. But, you know, the benefit is California has a lot of challenges. I think everyone in this room agrees on that. I think anyone can agree on that. But we are the seventh largest economy in the world. We're one of the cheaper places in California to do business. So that in itself is a huge value because you can still be close to your customers. You can still be in the seventh largest economy in the world. But your home price and your cost of living can be half or a quarter of what it is in other parts of the state. So that's one of the values that we have here because you're only a few hours from the Bay Area. You're only a few hours from Portland. So we're really in a perfect spot for that.
Okay, Todd, we're again talking to Todd Jones, who's in charge of the entrepreneurial division of the Economic Development Corporation right up here and has the Shasta Venture Hub. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so shoot me an email is the best way, Todd, T-O-D-D, at ShastaEDC.org. I'm not always at the Venture Hub, but you can come up to the Venture Hub. We're open. It's open to members 24/7, but we have our offices there, and we're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So come up and see us. Check it out. We have a lot of different events. Go to ShastaVentureHub.com, which I'm in the process of reworking a little bit, but it's still live and has our events on there of what's coming up, and I'm trying to get all the other events that aren't related just to the Venture Hub that we host up there, up on the website here by the end of today, actually.
Cool. great.
And by the way, we have just a few minutes left in the show. We do know that we have our great rodeos coming up, the Red Bluff Roundup, Reading Rodeo. But right now, the Red Bluff Roundup, you know, is just in a few weeks. We've got four tickets, a family pack of four here for Sunday, which is, you know, of course, the rodeo's in the daytime there. It's at 1:30 p.m. in the Tehama District Fairgrounds. The first caller, we want to make sure you go. That's April 23rd, and I've got four tickets right now for Sunday's Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call, 605-4567, and that'll be fun. We're going to have tickets now. We're going to be giving away every day up until the event.
Yeah, lots of tickets there.
3 days of rodeo.
Family fun pack for the 23rd of April at the Red Bluff Rodeo.
Thank you for joining us, Todd.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
There's so many things going and in our community. And the last thing was, as I was going to say, is that the county ought to offer a $5,000, I said $10,000, but a $5,000 prize for the first person who comes up with a feasible plan of taking 200 criminals off the street. And I'm not talking about killing them. I'm talking about being able to, what could we do? What's the plan to do it? And if it's feasible and it's legal, you give them a $5,000 prize and then they implement it.
You know, we're working on – I don't want to give too much away because we're still in planning process, but our startup weekend, which happens every year, we're going to be planning it this fall. One of our focus areas that we're thinking about is a social and civic focus for these entrepreneurs. So people come in, look at a problem, and see if we can figure out a solution within 72 hours. So it's going to be
– That's a great idea, man.
Potentially there could be money on the line there, at the end of that or in a different competition we do.
You bet. Todd Jones,
thank
great man.
So
thank
much.
You for your service, bud.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Remember, Clark and Clark here Thursday. And I'll be – oh, and I forgot to mention, the turkey Urban Turkey Photo Contest is still going on. Send me an email, Carl at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people sending in those photos. It's great. Everybody have a good day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading, where the news in progress is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
...decision to give Bannon access to the high-level meetings. A long-winded speech in the Senate against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee is finally over.
The talkathon, lasting more than 15 hours, was led by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. His argument against Judge Neil Gorsuch included this.
We are considering a nominee for a stolen Supreme Court seat.
Stolen, says Merkley, because the Republican majority blocked then-President Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, from getting a hearing or a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.